That's a dainty cowbell, but I like it. You have to have different cowbells.
Right, Neil?
Then if somebody says we need more cowbell,
now that one provides.
We have more options.
Right, I've got multiple cowbells here. Who else can say that?
Very few.
In that famous Saturday Night Live skit, they only had one cowbell. Right. I have two.
Yeah.
So when they say, because I always thought they said instead of more cowbell, I thought they meant quote, more cowbells. Actual physical bells.
Right, right.
So this is happening more and more often where we're having some of our stars pass away here. Some of the people that we grew up with as stars and celebrities and actors and singers starting to pass away. Twice last week we had two on the same day, and we have two again today.
And did both of these have their own variety shows? I think they did.
This guy certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
She's a witch. She's a lady.
Mac Davis passing away.
What a likable guy.
She's one hell of a woman, and he was one hell of a performer, because he was an actor, he was a singer, he was a songwriter, he wrote In the Ghetto for Elvis and Memories. And
he would have been a fun guy to party with.
Don't Cry Daddy, North Dallas 40 was just on.
Was it?
I was watching the scene where they're in the meeting room, and I think it's Mac Davis who's giving his coach Gruff and cussing up a storm.
Yeah.
He and Nick Nolte and the guy from In the Heat of the Night that used to quarterback the Packers. I can't remember the actor's name. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The big guy from In the Heat of the Night TV show.
Yeah.
So Mac Davis, 78.
He played Bubba.
Bubba, that's it. See, he was.
I don't remember his name.
How old was Mac Davis when he fell? 78. 78 for Mac Davis following heart surgery. So sad. Songwriters Hall of Fame, Academy of Country Music's Entertainer of the Year, 74. He was an entertainer. And we lost this lady.
Once more, Angie, baby.
Helen Reddy.
Angie, baby.
This is my favorite Helen Reddy. You know, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. Didn't you sing that song at your ninth grade talent show?
Eighth grade.
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Yeah, eighth grade.
You and Me Against the World. This is Angie, baby.
She had her own variety show, too. She had a summer fill-in. I'll double-check. Okay.
I know she hosted, she was like a special guest host on the Midnight Special or two. But you're thinking of an actual, and then really, when you think about it, in the 70s, who didn't have a variety show?
I mean, I said I thought the odds were strong, since everybody did.
So, Helen Reddy, she also passed away. She was also 78.
Ooh.
Her daughter called her a wonderful mother and truly formidable woman. I Am Woman was 1971's big hit, and she did, of course, the pop version of Delta Dawn.
Sure.
Can You Tucker Country, Helen Reddy, pop. So a couple of salutes. September 30th, it's Wednesday, 274th day of the year. We have 92 full days left. This date in history, 1927.
The season is almost over. It's now the eighth inning of the game with the Washington Senators, and it will be Ruth's last time at bat.
Babe Ruth at the plate, ladies and gentlemen.
Washington's Tom Zachary gets ready.
Does he level his bat, Neil? I believe he does.
Strike one is called.
I don't have time for the whole at bat. But as you probably are going to guess here, Babe Ruth hits a home run. It's the 60th of the season.
That's a lot.
And
so
that would stand.
1927.
1927, and that would stand until 61. How about in 35?
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Dick Tracy on the air debuted on the Mutual Radio Network. Aren't we a mutual? Are we a mutual network station?
I think we
are.
Could
we a mutual
be.
Affiliate? That was 1935. 1955, James Dean died in his car accident.
Oh,
and
boy.
The original Obi-Wan Kenobi, Alec Guinness, has this chilling story about that.
And some strange thing came over me, some almost different voice. And I said, look, I won't join your table unless you want me to, but I must say something. Please do not get into that car. Because if you do, and I looked at my watch, and I said, if you get into that car at all, it's now Thursday, whatever the date was, 10 o'clock at night, and by 10 o'clock at night, next Thursday, you'll be dead if you get into that car. either of them.
And it happened.
Wow.
Alec Guinness had this sixth sense about James Dean. He had gotten a new car. It was a sporty car. It could go fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he got into an accident on this date. He was just 24 years old. And, of course, just prior to that, not too long before that, he had done a PSA about safe driving.
Wow.
So all kinds of coincidences. 1955, he was a rebel.
He was indeed.
Without a cause.
Yeah.
That was in 55. 1960.
And you know, after almost 13 years, the Howdy Doody show will end today. And today, kids, we're going to have a full one-hour show. And we would like to dedicate
Buffalo
this to...
Buffalo Bob saying that it's the last Howdy Doody show. No more Peanut Gallery. No more Clarabelle. No more Howdy Doody. And there was a little surprise at the end of the show.
Goodbye, kids.
Yeah, Clarabelle talked.
For the first time.
For the first time.
And only.
And said goodbye to the kids. And if Clarabelle's going to say anything, that would be the good thing. Or the thing was, these pretzels are making me thirsty, would probably be the only other thing that would have been acceptable at that point from Clarabelle. 1960, same day, Howdy Doody was ending, Flintstones beginning.
Are you kidding? Miss the opera on account of my... little dizzy spell... No, you three run along. I'll be fine.
What? And leave you alone?
Are you kidding? Me leave without my buddy? Look, you two go ahead.
Flintstones debuted on this date, and of course the plot of that first show, Neil. Fred fakes getting sick so they don't have to go to the opera so he and Barney could go bowl in the bowling tournament.
Nice.
And yes, indeed, I can confirm that Fred's ball did split into two so he could pick up the 7-10.
Yeah, you know, that's
he had
just...
that magic ability. Nobody else in his league could do that, not even Barney.
No. How he
made that work, I don't know. But Flintstones debuted. It was on for several seasons, and it's still going. The big question to you is, Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles? Please choose.
Cocoa.
I love Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. I mean, the burst of fruity flavor, are you kidding? Yeah. Cocoa, there are plenty of cereals out there that can turn your milk chocolatey.
Well, if I wanted fruity, I went Trix.
You would go Trix?
Yeah.
Trix are for kids, though.
I know. Well, I was at the time.
That rack on the 0-1. Bobby hits a drive for the gap in the left center field. There she is.
Another baseball highlight.
Shot heard around the world.
Was Roberto Clemente's 3,000th hit heard around the world?
Oh, I thought that was
Bobby Thompson. No, that was Roberto Clemente hitting his 3,000th hit. It would be his last hit because later on, was it December? He was on a humanitarian mission
to
his home country in that area of the world to help him through a hurricane and a storm, and his plane crashed.
Yeah.
Very
sad. He was an idol for many.
Roberto Clemente, then he was fast-tracked into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
1972. 9 years later, the Twins played their last game at the Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.
Oh, sure.
Final score was 5-2. It's kind of funny because the Vikings and the Twins both played Kansas City in their last games. What a coincidence. And the last regular season game the Twins played at the Metrodome was against the Royals.
Huh.
Can you believe that?
I was at the Vikings game with Kansas City.
And the Vikings lost that game as well, much like the Twins losing to Kansas City.
It was a cold, dreary day.
1981 was the strike shortened. So the strike split 1981 season. They had to split that season into two parts. Yeah, in baseball.
Yep.
And the Twins actually had a better second half than they had the first half. That was in 81. So Murder, She Wrote debuted on this date. Angela Lansbury. And I never watched the game. I just couldn't get the whole thing. Somebody that looked like my grandmother was out solving crimes and busting perps. That was much like Barnaby Jones, where somebody like my grandpa was out there throwing perps over the trunks of cars and running them down on the streets.
It was obviously taken from Miss Marple.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with Miss Marple? She did a nice job. Without this show, he would never have had Pat Summerall with his promos. Coming up later on tonight, Murder. We always know.
Not long
you
enough.
You got to wait. That's not a long enough pause.
Oh, I thought that was long
enough. How many times have we been over it? I mean, it's at least 3 seconds. 1997, wow. Hooters agrees to pay $2 million in discrimination lawsuits. I wonder what they were discriminating over.
Huh. I don't know.
They weren't putting enough breading on their wings.
Something like that.
1999, Japan's worst nuclear accident happened on this date. Is that the one that woke up Godzilla?
I think it was.
That was 1990 at the Tokai Mura facility northeast of Tokyo. And then a year ago this date.
A massive iceberg that's about twice the size of New York City has broken off the Emery Ice Shelf in Antarctica. It's the largest one to do so in over a half a century.
The iceberg, officially named D28, covers an area of 632 square...
315 billion tons.
Whoa!
And we call that calving. I don't know. That's a pretty big calf. I wouldn't want to birth that calf.
No.
I'd hate to see the mother cow. 2019. We have birthdays now. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time, Jim.
This is Angie Dickinson. She's 89 today. She was police woman. Now that one I can believe. Solving crimes and busting perps.
Yeah.
Angie Dickinson.
That was a big, good show.
89.
Of course, she was with the Duke in Rio Bravo.
That's right.
Chances are, cause I wear
Johnny
so
Mathis
green.
Is 85.
That is
the
nice
moment
right there.
You come into view.
He can croon.
Wonderful, wonderful is one of my favorite. 12th of Never is also very good. Johnny Mathis, 85. She's going, Bill, marry me. And Bill is Billy Davis. He's in the group. I mean, he's going, what am I supposed to do? She's singing to me. Basically,
yes.
Begging me to marry her. So
he did.
And I think they actually already were, but it doesn't work for the object of this joke. So Marilyn McCoo from the Fifth Dimension is 77.
Very good talent there.
Craig Brady.
Oh, but my brothers and sisters.
Hey. As of now, you're solo.
Oh, you're going to be a monster. You won't be in the top 20. You'll be the top 20.
But you don't understand. I'm part of a group.
No, you don't understand. You're not you anymore.
I don't follow.
You are a superstar. You are the new Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
One Halloween, didn't you go door to door as Johnny Bravo? From the Brady Bunch. He was Greg Brady. I think he went out on a date with Marsha, with Alice, with Carol Brady.
Oh my goodness.
All kinds of folks. And I think he crossed over and actually went out with Shirley Jones too at the same time over on the Partridge Family.
Yeah. Could have happened.
Barry Williams, he made his rounds.
He did.
Brady Bunch, iconic, I guess you could say. 66 today. This gal. What do you think of her voice?
Miss Fine, weren't you the one that was so high on Canasta? What happened?
They threw me off the team.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
No, and it's not fair. They were my friends first.
You mean my son is on the team and you're not?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what the debate sounded like last night?
Very similar.
Fran Drescher. She could be my nanny any day. Fan Drescher is 63. Marty Stewart is 62. We know what he sounds like. Happy birthday. He's a great talent.
Indeed.
Equally great hair, of course.
Hey, what's the matter? Have you guys ever seen anybody from the planet Vulcan before? Beep, 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 beep.
Before we were masking up Minnesota, we had the movie Mask, starring Eric Stoltz, who's 59. And Neil, as you know, he was the original Marty McFly.
That's right.
When they originally wanted Michael J. Fox, they couldn't get him for Back to the Future. They went with Eric Stoltz instead, and they realized after they filmed much of the first film that it just wasn't working. He didn't have the comedic timing that Michael J. Fox possessed. He took it way too serious, apparently, from what the people said, including Robert Zemeckis. Eric Stoltz is 59 today. Another theme, Neil. You love these.
I do.
How can you not?
Tickle the ivory for us.
She was the owner of the snack counter at the airport on the show Wings, which was a personal favorite of mine. I love the handyman and the mechanic Lowell.
Yes. She also dabbled in country music and released a song or two.
Yeah, mid-90s, wasn't it?
I believe so.
And speaking of the Bradys, I think Marsha Brady did as well. Didn't Maureen McCormick dabble into country music and release some songs as well?
Crystal Bernard did better than she did.
And then Jan Brady, I think she went reggae. I mean, you're a big Jan Brady fan. I think she released some reggae tunes, didn't she? So Crystal Bernard, she was also on Happy Days.
Yep.
Some of the later years, 59. Another country singer, Eddie Montgomery, It's so sad that he doesn't have his partner, Troy Gentry, anymore, and that after that helicopter crash, he was supposed to be here for the Live-In Music Festival.
Going to be here
Montgomery.
Next year.
They're planning on it next year?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
We'll be there.
Moved him.
Eddie Montgomery, 57.
Honey, have you seen my other black belt?
Aha! I knew it! For some time now, I've suspected that there's a significance to the black belt. So the one you're holding is the everyday my shoes are black, I need to hold my pants up black belt. This one. This is the special occasion black belt. Today is your first day of work at your father's company. Hence the craving for Mr. Lucky.
Mr. Lucky, do you have a favorite black belt, Neil?
I really don't.
Your karate black belt, though, is very special to you. Now, she was Dharma. Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenna Elfman is 49. Our rap hip-hop singer of the day is T-Pain, 35. And the new Flash.
I know you have abilities. I just don't know what they are.
My special skills include viola, web design, fluent in sign language, gorilla sign language.
Silica-based quartz sand fabric, abrasion resistant, heat resistant.
Yeah, I do competitive ice dancing.
It's what they use on the space shuttle.
He was some pretty good comedic relief in the Justice League movie.
Gorilla
as Barry Allen. Ezra Miller, The Flash, is 28. And before we get into Gamba Not Forgotten, we've got a bonus track from yesterday. Larry Linville.
Yes.
Frank Burns,
yes,
from MASH.
Yes.
We played a pretty good clip yesterday for him, Gone But Not Forgotten, but I found a better one.
Klinger! Sir! How dare you wear that hat while in uniform? It's spring, sir! I warned you, that crazy stuff's not going to get you out. Next time I find you in a hat or a brassiere, I'll promote you! Major?
Major Frank Burns.
One of those,
wanting to see Klinger in a brassiere.
One of those times.
So we got a question.
Taking over, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So that was Larry Linville from yesterday.
All right.
1939. Bonus, Gone But Not Forgotten.
And to clear up, Helen Reddy, she did have her own variety. It was a replacement series for the Flip Wilson show.
You know your stuff.
In 1973. And then, as you said, she also became a semi-regular host of the Midnight Special.
We were both right. I
love
that.
From 73 through 75. The great Helen Reddy.
I think President Trump and Joe Biden could take cues from you and I.
Absolutely. Gone But Not Forgotten. He gave us chewing. Where would we be without chewing gum tycoon William Wrigley Jr.?
I just had some juicy fruit the other day. It was as delicious as I remember as a kid.
That is outstanding.
It was juicy and it was fruity.
There you go. And he owned the Cubs, he founded the Chicago Cubs, and the year he was born was 1861. Jazz drummer Buddy Rich, he'd show up on the Tonight Show every now and then as a fill-in, and of course he had his own band, and he was the leader of that, Buddy Rich, 1917. Truman Capote, best known for the books In Cold Blood and Breakfast at Tiffany's, 1924. What about, do you remember this voice from Frankie and the Teenagers?
Why do birds sing so gay? And love with my wet to play.
That's Frankie Lyman.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
50s music there. From a very young Frankie Lyman.
Well, they were the Teenagers after all.
He was born in 1942. So there he is from the late 50s.
So when you were in Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies, did you sing this part of the song? This kind of beginning? Was that you?
Yeah, it was.
You used to do that? I mean, not
anymore. That's it. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, 1942. What about rocker Mark Bolan? You remember T-Rex? Their big hit.
How many people banged a gong? How many people went out and bought gongs? I bet you when this song was out, the gong market just went crazy.
It did. It was, if only I would have had a piece of it.
It's like Urban Cowboy. When that movie came out, the mechanical bull market went crazy.
Nuts. He was the front man for that group, again, the group T-Rex, named Mark Bolan. And he was born on this day in 1947. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff overlooked one person.
HR, perfect staff. Who should bring when bees get wet? HR, perfect staff.
Fred from HR Puff and Stuff with actor Jack Wild, born on this date 1952.
He died young.
He used to talk with a flute, and of course he was running away from Witchy Poo. And then his best friend was a huge talking mushroom. There were a lot of issues for the Croft folks on that show who came up with that idea. You know, what kind of things were they under the influence of?
Right,
But Jack Wild, who was Jimmy, and also the Artful Dodger from Oliver. Don't forget that.
Oh, the 1968 Oliver. Oh, that's my... He was great.
Yeah, so you know who I'm talking about.
I absolutely
do. Jack Wild, 1952, died in 2006. Well, so he died young.
He did die young.
Now they're all...
Gone,
yes,
but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon? And I did put a Mac Davis song into the Bobathon for you a little bit later on.
We got a couple others we can put in there, too. Montgomery Gentry and Marty Stewart.
Well, we might as well.
Work the birthday guys in.
If they're not in there already. Now, you can start with Big Love, Tracy Byrd. Mm-hmm. Alan Jackson, He's Got the Summertime Blues. Mm-hmm. Or Dan Seals, Not a One-Time, Two-Time, He's a Three-Time Loser. Three strikes, you're out.
Let's go, Tracy Byrd.
Byron Buxton found that out yesterday. Yeah, three strikes, you're out.
KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River Mini.